Task 3. In this section, you will hear a true story that happened in Columbus, Ohio. Your task is to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true. B means false. C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Let me tell you about my date last night, 'cause everything really went right. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to brag, but it was just money in the bag, said money in the bag.
Mel Kaiser was driving along a busy highway in Columbus, Ohio. He saw an armored truck a few cars ahead of him. Suddenly, the back doors of the armored truck opened, and a blue plastic bag fell out of the truck. A car in front of Mr. Kaiser hit the bag. The bag ripped, and money spilled out. Then another bag fell out of the truck, and another. Soon, money was flying everywhere. "What are those green papers on the highway?" drivers wondered. "Are they leaves?" Then drivers realized that the green papers were not leaves, they were money. Drivers slammed on their brakes and stopped right in the middle of the highway. People jumped out of their cars and began to pick up money. Mr. Kaiser also got out of his car. He grabbed a plastic bag of money, put the bag in his car, and drove away. Later, Mr. Kaiser counted the money. He had $57,000. For the next 2 hours, Mr. Kaiser thought about the money. He needed a new gate for his house. He wanted to take a vacation in Florida. He dreamed about spending the money. Then he went to the police station and returned the $57,000. Mr. Kaiser returned $57,000, and other people returned money, too. But over $1 million were still missing. The armored truck company offered a 10% reward. "If you return $1,000, for example, we'll pay you $100," the company said. Mel Kaiser had returned $57,000, so the company gave him a reward of $5,700. More people returned money and got rewards. But over $500,000 were still missing. One man, who had taken some money, telephoned a Columbus newspaper. The man did not give his name. "I took two bags of money," he said. "I'm going to take the money and leave Columbus. I have enough money for the rest of my life." Money in the bag,
said money in the bag. Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections. Let me tell you about my date last night, 'cause everything really went right. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to brag, but it was just money in the bag, said money in the bag.
Mel Kaiser was driving along a busy highway in Columbus, Ohio. He saw an armored truck a few cars ahead of him. Suddenly, the back doors of the armored truck opened, and a blue plastic bag fell out of the truck. A car in front of Mr. Kaiser hit the bag. The bag ripped, and money spilled out. Then another bag fell out of the truck, and another. Soon, money was flying everywhere. "What are those green papers on the highway?" drivers wondered. "Are they leaves?" Then drivers realized that the green papers were not leaves, they were money. Drivers slammed on their brakes and stopped right in the middle of the highway. People jumped out of their cars and began to pick up money. Mr. Kaiser also got out of his car. He grabbed a plastic bag of money, put the bag in his car, and drove away. Later, Mr. Kaiser counted the money. He had $57,000. For the next 2 hours, Mr. Kaiser thought about the money. He needed a new gate for his house. He wanted to take a vacation in Florida. He dreamed about spending the money. Then he went to the police station and returned the $57,000. Mr. Kaiser returned $57,000, and other people returned money, too. But over $1 million were still missing. The armored truck company offered a 10% reward. If you return $1,000, for example, we'll pay you $100, the company said. Mel Kaiser had returned $57,000, so the company gave him a reward of $5,700. More people returned money and got rewards. But over $500,000 were still missing. One man, who had taken some money, telephoned a Columbus newspaper. The man did not give his name. "I took two bags of money," he said. "I'm going to take the money and leave Columbus. I have enough money for the rest of my life."